Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2, number 15. Our air date for this show is Thursday, June 13th of 2024. I'm your host, C. Willie. I am joined again tonight by the lovely and talented
Coder Peep,
who still has not left me. Can't figure out this, but she's doing it right. We have tonight with us up-and-coming performer. This is Ryan O'Neill. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's exciting to talk to you. We understand you're not in Detroit anymore. You've moved yourself down to Nashville. Tell us a little bit about what the progression has been here.
Yeah, it's been a great experience and a fun journey so far. I've lived my whole life in Metro Detroit, and I finally decided it was time to get myself down here to Nashville. It's going to be easier getting to work with industry people and recording and whatnot. Being here in the heart of the Music City. So I'm stoked super to be here, and it's been fun so far.
Tell us a little bit about your journey to this point. What got you into music? Have you known this is something you wanted to do all your life, or is this something, how did this all come about?
Yeah, so it was, it's always been a part of me, you know. I've always had a passion for music, whether it was just like listening to music in the car on the way to school every morning, or pretending I was on a stage singing in my basement.
We've all done it.
Yep. So that was really fun. But I always knew that it was going to be a part of me one way or another. And yeah, the journey's been, it's been fun. I figured out that I wanted to sing. I started playing drum in a church band back home when I was a kid. And I realized, at some point I wanted to sing. I wanted to try it. I never took it that seriously, but I thought, you never know, something might come of it. And I started singing out, and I enjoyed doing karaoke and singing around town and trying competitions. And the more feedback I was getting, the more people were telling me to chase it. So
you realize there was actually a talent there, and it's not just the Friday night in the karaoke bar. There's something that you could make of this.
Right. There's something more than that.
Who have been your influences to this point?
Some of my influences. I was really into Chris Stapleton is an amazing artist, great songwriter. I really liked Rascal Flatts. I kind of grew up listening to that. It's like the perfect thing to put on the radio in the summertime, crank up. Hearing about the experience of even someone as Taylor Swift. She started in country music, and now today she's playing the biggest stages in the world.
She's not doing too bad.
How would you
kind of describe your genre then? You're in Nashville. Everybody associates Nashville with country, but listening to you and what you've done and the songs that we're going to play tonight, yes, there's some country influence, but it sounds like a little more.
I wanted to kind of find my own market there. The world has had Rascal Flatts, and they've had some of the really country singers. Morgan Wallen's really big right now, and Hardy's kind of taking the rock part of country. It's kind of growing as a genre, so I wanted to kind of bring it in and kind of focus on being somewhere between Chris Stapleton, between Rascal Flatts and Keith Urban, and kind of those guys meshed together, and maybe a hint of Ed Sheeran in there with some of his songwriting, and kind of blend that together, and that's me.
Super. And, the first one that we've got queued up tonight, you kind of did a little tribute or an honor of Toby Keith. We've got Should Have Been a Cowboy is up first. Tell us a little bit about that. And it's obviously timely with everything that's happened in the last several months. But has he had a major impact on you as well?
Yeah. Oh, Toby Keith has always been one of my idols. He was kind of he always had the great country songs, the Should Have Been a Cowboy, the Red Solo Cup, and As Good as I Once Was. All those classic songs I kind of grew up listening to and seeing him play on the Country Music Award stages. And I always thought Toby Keith was quite the guy, and I always wanted to meet him. But at some point, he had followed me on one of my social media pages. And when I heard that he got sick, I always kind of paid close attention. He was one of the guys I always wanted to do a song with at some point in my life, and I'm saddened that he is not here with us anymore, but I want to, keep his legacy going as much as everybody else does. So to him, Should Have Been a Cowboy.
Can you tell us a little bit about the recording of this? It's a live version of this that you did in studio?
Yeah. Yep, I picked up a an acoustic guitar and somebody hit record and got a hold of the song, me playing the song. So I figured nobody else has heard it up until this point. So what better place to put it out than on the
Hey, well, with
podcast
another this is back to
here?
back weeks with
Yeah,
premieres.
first, I know, right?
The show that precedes you, Jackie Daniels, gave us a national premiere. Let's do one. This is Ryan O'Neill's national premiere of Should Have Been a Cowboy, a little tribute to Toby Keith. Let's give it a listen.
But you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I asked you twice and begged you pretty please, would she say yes in a New York minute? He never tied the knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rolled away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. Should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on the cattle drive. Stealing that young girl's heart. Just like and Roy singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, and dead up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man. Haven't you been told California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sneaking out all night beneath the desert star, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart? Should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on that cattle drive, stealing that young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy singing those campfire songs. Oh, should have been a cowboy.
Right.
That is so good.
Should have been a cowboy. You know, I have a feeling you're going to be asked to be playing that many more times.
I think so.
Toby would be proud of that, I'm certain. So you've been
Wow,
on a
thank you.
variety of stages already. I know in doing a little research here, there's even some stuff about the Detroit sporting scene. Tell us a
Oh,
little bit
yes,
about
that's right.
what that. You've had some opportunity to perform at some sporting events as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've done the national anthem for a lot of games around back home. Some of the local colleges, Michigan State, Michigan, hockey games and whatnot. And I've been
Fantastic.
blessed to have those opportunities to do the anthem for them.
All right. Well, that's awesome. And not an easy song to sing either.
No, honestly, that is probably one of the hardest ones because there's so much range and making it perfect is the most important thing, because that is one song you cannot mess up.
Well, that's the truth. I've always heard, there's a lot of folks that'll put their own individual touches on it. And obviously, I haven't heard you sing the national anthem. But I have a feeling with your background, it's not
It's pretty
about
amazing.
Ryan O'Neill, it's about the song itself. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, that's one song I think that it's perfect the way it was written. It's been, traditionally played. I don't think it needs much of a twist on it.
No,
It's more about the message.
no question at all. I've always heard you want to sing that song as though you're singing to the guys that are celebrating their 80th year of storming the beaches at Normandy today.
Yeah, today.
As opposed to making it your Grammy winning song. So it's for them. I appreciate that very much. That's great that you have that kind of depth behind the song. You know, we talked at the onset, you've moved down into Nashville now. You're obviously making the right steps towards getting your career in the right direction, going the right places. What have been some of the challenges that you faced moving into this? What are there things that you've experienced you didn't expect? Are there things that you've experienced you thought, wow, it was going to be worse than that? You know, talk a little bit about breaking into the music industry.
Yeah. Honestly, there's so many things that are maybe not so much challenges, but things that surprise me. You know, going into this, you never know what to expect. You never know who's going to show up and, you know, be sitting in the audience watching you play. So I think that you shouldn't really have an expectation, but just take every opportunity you can and make the most of every chance you get to play. You know, so I think that you need to be able to grab that by the bootstraps and really play like your life depends on it.
You never leave anything on the table.
No. And I think as far as challenges go, I mean, you know, getting out there, being here in Nashville, there's so many amazing singers and songwriters and instrumentalists. I mean, there's so many people here. And I think that can be a challenge overall, but you have to find something that makes you unique. And I think for me, my sound and my flavor on my songs, I take that all very seriously. And I think that's kind of what makes me stand out amongst the others. So if I was giving advice to anyone out there that wants to pursue music, it's find your lane. And roll with it, because if it's meant to be, it will be.
I agree, because you do have a unique sound. I mean, we absolutely love it. And I think those who are listening are absolutely going to fall in love with you too, just like we did too. But I agree, you do have to have something unique, and you have that. Absolutely.
Well, and you've got quite a range too.
Yeah.
You know, you start out with your just here on the program here tonight, we've got little Toby Keith. The next song we've got queued up is one of my all-time favorites from Journey, Faithfully, right. And you rock this one as well. You're able to adapt to a number of different sounds, a number of different, not really the genres, not so much as it is the range that you have. Has that been an advantage for you?
Big time, yeah. Yeah, the range is definitely what sets me apart from a lot of other singers, which is, you know, something I hold dearly. But yeah, I think that I'm kind of versatile in terms of the tones and, you know, the pitches and stuff. So I think that's really something I'm proud of.
Absolutely. And you should be, because it certainly comes out. You've hit an old classic from Toby Keith. You've hit an old classic from Journey. What gets you? Is this the music that you really like?
Yeah, honestly, all of that stuff. I've always kind of grown up listening to country music. Mm-hmm. And I think that in my opinion, country music, when you turn that on the radio, there's just a different feeling that it brings. And for me, it feels like home, you know, versus some of the other genres. But there's something in, you know, in Journey and the classic rock pop type stuff that I think also hits home as well. Metro Detroit was kind of built on a lot of that stuff and,
absolutely,
you know, different sounds. So that reminds me of back home, but country music is definitely home.
I'll date myself on this. I saw Journey a couple of times in the old Joe Louis Arena.
I'm so jealous.
Once with Brian Adams, when my buddy and I, that we were there, here's old concert story. We worked our way right down to the stage. And as they came out, I got a high five from Steve Perry. So that's my claim to fame in old Concertville. But you've got Faithfully. What inspired you to do this remake on Faithfully?
It's one of my favorite songs. And it was one that once I heard it, I was like, I need to try and sing this. This is something that I want to be able to perform out in front of crowds, because I don't think anyone would expect it coming and listening to a country show. They're gonna be kind of surprised, and so I want to put a country twist on it, So I got my guys here. We're in Nashville right now, and we're going to be playing some gigs later today. But we're going to be working on this one and putting a little country flair on it. So expect this in the future. But yeah, I'm so excited for everyone to hear this one.
But this is also a Detroit song. Like everybody who lives in Metro Detroit or
they
outside,
know
they know this song.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Steve Perry, I want to do this. Let's sing this together.
Right. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is Ryan O'Neill's take on Faithfully from Journey. Let's give this one a listen.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round, you're on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight, sending all my they say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Loving a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, you stand by me. And I'm for faithfully. Circus life under the big top world. We all need the grounds to make us smile.
Yes, sir. Ryan O'Neal, amazing vocals. That's I absolutely love. I've got goosebumps. Right
I know
now. That is absolutely a phenomenal version of that song. I love it, buddy.
We were looking Thank at you. Each other and just like, oh man, there's more chills.
Yeah. That is an automatic for you guys when you're playing your live sets. That's going to have them going. Mm-hmm. No question about that. Great job with that, buddy.
Thank you so much.
So we gotta move a little bit here, but because you know Quarter Peep, her big thing is always the flash and the glitz. And we were checking out your merch, she's kind of over the top on this, buddy. You got some great stuff out there on your site.
Oh, thank you so much.
But she's got a question for you because there's a picture we found on your fan page that she's or leading to your fan page. She needs some details on
okay.
this.
Okay. So you go on your website and you go to the fan page. I'm all about the merch. And I'm like, okay, well, there's a fan page. I'm all about that. And then you are sitting in this incredible chair. So part of it's leather. And then there's like, I don't know, maybe 100 arms of a guitar behind you. Necks. I call them arms. Necks. And then your feet have, I don't know how many bodies of a guitar. Where was that picture taken? Because we want to know.
We want the story on this this chair.
Yeah. So actually, that was my first time in Nashville. This was last June. I came down for CMA Fest to play a couple of shows here, and right on Broadway, I think it was in front of the Hard Rock Cafe. They had that chair, and there was, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of guitars, Les Pauls, I believe they were. I mean, hundreds of them. That made this huge chair, and I was like, I have to have a picture in that. That is like an iconic staple of Nashville, and I haven't seen it yet, you know, this year, but I haven't really got a chance to walk around that much.
Sure.
But, that was CMA Fest.
It's a cool picture. Well, we're going to have to look when we're down
there. October, yes.
Yeah, we're heading down there as well for the Josie Awards, so we're going to find that chair while we're down there.
I'm going to send it to you.
So you've got an original called Fly, which is the next one we've got up here. We absolutely love this song, and we know our listeners are going to go crazy over this. Tell us a little bit about what went into this. What was your thought process? How'd you write it? Give us the backstory on Fly.
Yeah, Fly. So, okay, funny story. So that was also last year here in Nashville. Again, it was my first trip down here, first trip I've got to play. And Nashville, as a kid, it was always a place that I wanted to go visit or see. I knew that one day I'd like to live here. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, I have family that lives in Knoxville, and we would come down and go to the Smoky Mountains, and I said, let's go spend a day in Nashville. I want to get a record deal. Not thinking of anything of it. I never took it that seriously at the time. Yeah. You know, I was just a kid. Nashville was a place I always felt like my heart kind of belonged. And so I got the opportunity to come here and play last summer. And I said, okay, well, maybe this is a place I want to live, you know, getting to be around and experience the music. It's eat, sleep, breathe music here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, well, maybe this is the place it's going to be time to make that move. And I went back home and I told myself, okay, well, maybe I'll do it when the time is right. We'll see where things go with the music and what's going on. And based on the feedback I got from this first song and coming down here and writing and recording, and there's a lot of stuff we've got in the works, so I'm excited about that. But I knew that maybe it was time to get down here and
this
be
is what
involved. Exactly.
So you can't just hint on something like that. There's a lot of stuff in the works. We need to hear a little more. You know, we broke a national song last week, a national song this week. We need to hear more from Ryan.
Yeah, we've got a lot of music that we're working on. I've got an album I'm trying to put together here, so we're just kind of spending a lot of time writing songs and getting some stuff together for that. So that's all very exciting. But Fly, you know, that's a very special song. It's my first song. I actually sat in the airport and wrote that one. I was waiting for a flight. You remember they had all the Canadian wildfires last year?
Oh yeah,
and it delayed all the flights across the country. Yep. So I was sitting in the airport by myself waiting for the flight, and I got this melody in my head, and I said, well, these are all the places that I kind of wanted to live. This is kind of what's going on in my life right now. Maybe Nashville is the place. It's time to try. And my aunt had texted me earlier in the day and said, it's time to get out and do your own thing. It's time to spread your wings, kid. It's the time's now. And I said, oh, geez. But it just kind of all came together all at once, and Fly came out into that song. And it, literally the way you hear it is the way I wrote it. Nothing's changed. None of the words changed.
This is a one and done, and here we go.
Yep. I wrote it in an hour.
All right. Hey, let's give it a listen. We love it. I know you're going to, too. This is Ryan O'Neill and Fly.
Myself in a whole new town, bounded by people that ain't around. But here I am making my own moves. It's time that I sing some new tunes. Lost some friends and family, they couldn't see what I could be. Now that I have the room to breathe, I found a place where I feel free. It's hard to do it sometimes. Up on a tide, thought I tried Detroit and Austin. At times I feel like a lost one. The hurt that I was going through, can I shine? Cause I feel brand new. Thought I tried New York, then LA. Thought I found myself a new way to get through the pain I was going through. Look at myself in the rear. Hard to draw the line. Moving on ain't easy. Easy when you just can't see me. Found myself some room to breathe in that place where I am free. It's time to take off the training wheels, hearing myself and just be real. But I tried Detroit, then Austin. At times I feel like a lost one. The hurt that I was going through, can I shine? Cause I feel brand new. Thought I'd try New York, then LA, but I found myself a new way to get through the pain I was going through. Look at myself in the rear view. Nashville is a place I'm gonna try. Gotta spread my wings. Going through, can I shine? Cause I feel brand new. Thought I'd try New York, then LA. Thought I'd find myself a new way to get through the pain I was going through. Look at myself in the rear view. Nashville is a place I'm gonna try. You know that Nashville is a place I'm gonna try.
Ryan, your aunt had the right idea, buddy.
I agree.
That is a beautiful song, and there's a very bright future in front of you.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot.
You bet. Hey, where do people find you, Ryan? We've got the folks that are going to be listening to this show tonight. They want to know more about Ryan O'Neill and what's going on, where you're going to be performing. Give us an idea where we can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on all social media platforms, including my website. And I'm Ryan O'Neill. That's IMRYANONEILL. I'm Ryan O'Neill on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you name it. I'm on all the platforms.
Well, that's that gives them an idea, but we need you to do us a solid on this too. Keep in touch with us and let us know things keep going, because we want to be behind you. We're rooting for you, and we would love to know how things are going for you.
Absolutely, we'll do. Thank you so much.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being with us tonight. We appreciate it very much, buddy.
Thank you for having me, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity to share everything with you all. I really
Absolutely. We got a couple of things going on here as we wrap it all up tonight. Who do we have on in our next go-round with this Porter Peep?
Oh, my gosh. So we have Peyton Riley next week. I'm excited about that one.
Looking forward to hearing from her. A reminder to everybody, we are going to be, you're going to be able to find us here in a few weeks at the Faster Horses Festival. True. We will be out and about. We've heard from a few of you already. Love your notes. Get a hold of us at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Let us know where we can get together with you. And, there might be a little going on. It's the Faster Horses Festival, July 19th through the 21st at Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn, Michigan. Hey, I think that's probably a wrap for us tonight. We want to thank once again our guest tonight, Ryan O'Neill. Ryan, you absolutely rocked it, and we are so happy you were with us tonight.
Thanks again for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. For all of you out there listening, please take time to follow us on Spotify. You can learn about what VCS is up to by following us on Facebook as well, or checking out our new website. That's vehiclecitysound.com. And as we said, if you'd like to get in touch with us, maybe you got some comments about the show, you want to figure out how you can get your favorite artist on here, or maybe you'd like to be on the show, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Give us a holler there. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Be good.